Welcome to segment number two, Open the Portal to Understanding Through Stillness. In this segment, we'll quiet the mind and awaken your heart and mind coherence, leveling the energetic playing field. This segment is vital, probably the most important segment, and here's why. Your angelic team communicate with you through your breath. And humans tend to breathe shallowly and hold our breath when we're stressed. So take a deep breath right now. Your body's going to thank you for it. And on that exhale, just drop your jaw to let the air out. Don't purse your lips. Just drop your jaw. So deep breath. And exhale out, just dropping the jaw. And on that exhale, can you feel that tension flushing out of your face? The next deep breath and exhale out of your neck and your shoulders. Does your body feel surprised to have so much air? It feels really good, doesn't it? So when we breathe shallowly, we starve our vital organs of the oxygen they need to survive and to thrive. When you consistently breathe shallowly, you train your vagus nerve to make breathing shallowly your normal way of breathing, which in turn cuts off the intake of oxygen your body needs to function well and to heal. You have the power to retrain your vagus nerve to breathe more deeply as your normal state of being. It only takes the effort of practice. Personally, I set a 20-minute timer when I'm working at my desk to take a deep breath and ground. The reminder to take a deep breath and adding in the grounding, it works like magic. Even when I'm sitting there for hours, my body doesn't get so tired. Breathing deeply with intention will support you to have greater clarity of thought, to be less tired at the end of the day, and your body will feel better. Now let's talk about opening the portal using the breath and a guided technique to quiet the mind and improve your breathing. I use this technique at the beginning of all my meditations, and now I use this before all my classes, and here's why. Today's world ripples with the appearance of chaos, which in turn leads the human body to feel stressed. When we feel any form of stress, we tend to hold our breath and definitely breathe more shallowly, which creates a perfect storm of foggy brain, hesitation to make decisions, and we feel exhausted. Sound familiar? When we're feeling stressed, we cannot think greater than we feel. So there is no thinking. There is no absorption of information. There's only the need to survive, to get through the day, which leads us to survival mode. And I'll go into this deeper in another segment. But suffice it to say, the ability to think clearly is unlikely when we're struggling, just trying to get through the day. Breathing deeply will change this, but we want to go a step further to open the portal to the ability to understand more deeply what we're hoping to achieve in the stillness. We want to quiet our mind chatter by bringing our heart and mind into a coherent harmony, opening the way to absorb the information that we want to take in. To do this, I use a simple multi-step process. Each segment of the process affects different areas in the brains, so it has a specific purpose. So we want to follow each step that we're guided to take and fully immerse ourselves into it. And here are the steps. Number one, we begin by taking a deep breath and focusing on your heart. Number two, then we shift that heart focus to gratitude for the blessings in your life. fully immersing into that gratitude as best you can. Number three, the next step involves acknowledging these questions. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? We hear and acknowledge these questions, but do not try to answer. Having asked, in time, life will move you into the experience of the answers. Number four, the next step is awareness. To become aware of your body, your hands in your lap, and your feet on the floor. And then the last step, number five, the last step is to take a deep breath and focus again on your heart. And then on that exhale, allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. Now, I recommend that when you exhale, hold that exhale with the focus on your heart. And if you follow the guidance of this experience, fully immersing yourself into it, while you're holding that exhale, you will feel the beating of your heart, and you may hear it as well. And I want to note here that the guided experience states to sit with your hands in your lap and your feet on the floor. But if you're lying down, do not wait to experience the meditation or quieting the mind because you're not sitting up. Typically, I'm lying down when I'm listening to my meditations, and it works the same. And then if you fall asleep during a meditation, it does still count because your brain is taking in what it's listening to. So this guided experience to bring the heart and mind into a coherent harmony is vitally important to quiet your mind chatter. But most importantly, this brings your heart and mind into harmony. You know you've achieved this harmonious state of being when you can feel and or hear your heartbeat in the last step. If you do not feel or hear your heart beating, repeat the experience until you do. This is vitally important. I cannot stress this enough. You want to bring your heart and mind into harmony to open the portal to communicating with your angelic team, as well as connecting with your own intuition and higher self. The more you practice this, the more quickly achieving and sustaining heart-mind harmony is. You'll notice that all the meditations in the workshop use the same music. This is on purpose. When you immerse yourself into this quiet your mind exercise over and over again, just hearing the music and in time just thinking about the music will initiate your energetic muscle memory. The notes of the music become an activation that opens the portal and takes you beyond the heavy 3D world. As a result, with the practice of repetition, you'll be able to move into the heart-mind harmonious coherent state of being effortlessly. Becoming good at moving into this heart-mind coherent state is how I was able to remotely view my friend's husband's funeral within seconds instead of fully immersing myself into minutes of meditation. I was able to set my intention, and with the assistance of my angels in attendance, I connected. This simple process to quiet the mind is perfect for more than meditation. This simple, quick process can be used anytime to support you to elevate your internal energy. Once you know how to do it, you can achieve this state of being quickly. Now, I've included here this simple technique in different ways. Be sure to download each audio file to all your devices, and be sure to immerse yourself into the quiet your mind experience before moving on to the next segment. If you're unable to complete listening to each segment in one sitting, when you come back, Be sure to tune into the Quiet Your Mind experience before continuing to the next segment.